This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Practical Teaching Tips podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers. And today I'm discussing a topic which I'm rather surprised I've not made a podcast episode about yet. I was looking through the list of podcast episodes that I've released. I was going through the Spotify list, and I thought, wow, I've not actually made a podcast episode about live marking. And I'm quite surprised because it's something I probably should have done by now. It's one of the most useful techniques available to teachers, particularly teachers who want to save time and improve the effectiveness of their feedback that they give to their students, that we give to our students. So what is live marking, first of all? How can we use it? Well, live marking basically means that you're marking the work in real time when the students are with you, rather than taking piles and piles of books, assignments, homework, home with you, or staying late after school to mark that work. And nowadays, of course, we've got a lot of digital assignments we have to deal with, which can be difficult to organize sometimes. But live marking solves the problem of you taking up your time on the weekend or evenings or your free periods marking that work. And the way that live marking operates is it is in two main methodologies, in my opinion. The first way is that you can walk around the class and you can mark the students' work as they're doing a task. So walk around the class with a green pen, a red pen, or whatever coloured pen you use for marking. And walk around, and as the students are doing a group project, maybe they're doing a worksheet, maybe they are creating some Google Slides or a Google Doc, they're doing some kind of task that lasts between 5 to 20 minutes, let's say. In that time, you'll be amazed at just how much marking you can get done while the students are with you. And the second beauty of this, other than the fact that it will save you a lot of your free time, is that you can actually have a one-to-one conversation with the students, with each student, as you're marking their work. And this also serves to reduce your workload, because you can actually get the students to write down what you've said rather than you say it, you writing it down. I always think back to a quote from an old colleague of mine many years ago. And I think it's a quote that is true for many aspects of teaching. And what he said was, lazy teachers are the best teachers because they get the students to do all the work. Now, obviously, that doesn't apply to every situation. You know, we're not lazy as teachers. But the point is that why do more work than you have to as a teacher? Why make life harder than it needs to be? And in the case of marking and assessment, too many teachers are taking home piles of work and spending so much time, so much of their free time marking. And that time really should be spent with your families. It should be spent doing your hobbies, relaxing, enjoying life, not marking work that could be marked in real time. So you can walk around the class as students are doing a task, mark the work with the students, talk to each student, and also you can say, write down what I've said to the student. And this is a technique I use very commonly now. I will say, for example, to a student, make sure you label that graph and make sure you put a title for your graphs. And don't forget to label your diagrams. Now, Thomas, what did I just tell you to do? And then, you know, he'll repeat that back to me. And then I'll say, okay, Thomas, write down, Mr. Rogers said, and write down what I said. And the student has to write down, usually in a different coloured pen, so it's easy for me to see what I said. And they will write down, Mr. Rogers said, to always label my graphs and to always put a title on my graphs, label my diagrams, whatever it might be. And that way you're saving your marking time because you're not writing that feedback. You've had a one-to-one conversation with the student, which means you've engaged that student in the feedback process. That student has had to process your feedback and create some kind of output. Mr. Rogers said, my teacher said this. And you're correcting the student in real time while you have the lesson. So you don't have to do it at home or in your free time. So it ticks many boxes, the live marking technique. It saves teacher time and it's more effective, actually, than taking homework and marking it by hand. A lot of research has shown that when teachers take home books and they spend so much time marking homework, classwork, assignments, marking digital work, whatever it might be, a lot of research has shown that many students don't actually read the comments thoroughly and don't internalize those comments and don't think carefully about the comments and don't remember the teacher feedback for very long in every case. So the students are much more likely to remember and process your feedback if you're doing live marking. Now, I did say that there were two ways to do live marking in my experience. The second method, I think, is the most useful, which is what I'm going to describe now. And that is where you get the students to come to your desk one at a time and you have a conversation with each student and you mark their work in real time with them, just like you would do if you're walking around the class. Now, the extra benefit this has is that your conversation can be a bit more private because the student is sat at your desk rather than with their friends at their desk. So that's an advantage. The second advantage is that you have more space to actually write on the student work if you want to as well. Because if you're walking around the class with a red pen in your hand or a green pen and you're marking student work as you walk around the class, that's very useful and it's a great technique, but sometimes you can find you're a bit crowded and you're having to squeeze between students to reach down and write on a book, or you know, you're having to push past students sometimes. So getting the students to come to your desk one at a time and you mark their work with them and have a conversation with them can be a more time effective and more space effective way to do live marking. Now, can you use live marking all the time? I would say no, particularly for high stakes assessments. But for almost everything, you can use live marking, almost everything, particularly digital assignments. Because I don't know what you guys think, but I think this move that we've made in the teaching profession from paper-based assignments to digital assignments has actually created more work for teachers. You'd think it would be the opposite, wouldn't you? You'd think that having everything digital would be less work for teachers. But in my experience, it's actually more work because you've got to open each individual file. You've got to type your feedback. And I find it quicker to write feedback with my hand than type feedback. And even if you have a sketch pad like an iPad Pro or something like that, you have to still open each file from the student. You have to download the files. You know, you need internet access, you need to save, you need to send to the students or click resubmit. And it takes a long time actually doing it that way. It was much quicker when we did just mark written work on paper. And you know, we'd collect in a batch, mark it by hand and give it back. But live marking is even quicker than doing that, because what you do is, as I've just said, you call the students to your desk one at a time, open up the digital assignment. It might be a Google Docs, a Google Slides, a piece of work the student submitted on Google Classroom or Moodle or Firefly or something. And you open up that work on your screen and you talk with the student about it. You say what was great, what could be improved, and you ask the student to write down your feedback on their assignment. Mr. Rogers said this in a different colour. You get the students to write down and articulate what your feedback was. This saves so much time. And again, the student has to process what you've said, which means that they're internalizing it, they're thinking about it. And also, taking that a step further, is the students can also improve their work, improve their assignments. How useful is that? So useful. Still in the teaching profession today, we are not being very effective with our use of feedback and marking. We are still giving students feedback and then forgetting about the work that's been submitted. A student might submit a piece of homework. We tell the student what's wrong with it. Maybe they write feedback on that work, or you write some feedback. And then that's the last we ever see of that piece of work. It's not improved. It's not discussed later. It's not worked upon. So taking this a step further to make live marking really, really top-notch, effective, and useful is then allowing the student time to improve their work. And that doesn't have to take up extra teacher time either, because the student can come to you and say, Mr. Rogers, I've improved the work the way you've said, and here it is. And it just needs to be a very quick 30-second conversation. You know, it doesn't need to be you collecting in the work again and checking it again and rechecking. No, it doesn't need to be that. So live marking is extremely useful. I would recommend it particularly for newly qualified teachers, because I remember when I first started and I spent, pardon me, I've got a chest infection at the moment, so coughing a bit. But I remember when I was a newly qualified teacher and I spent so much time marking student work, collecting student work. I would spend whole weekends just writing in red pen feedback on student work, and it was a waste of time. It was a waste of time. The only good thing it did for me is that in my PGCE year, my teacher training year, the only way I could pass the PGCE is if I had actually marked the student books. So, you know, for that purpose, it was helpful. But after my PGCE, when I became a fully qualified teacher, I wasted so much time collecting in piles of work and marking it by hand. It is not an efficient way, or an effective way, actually, to mark student work. We should be giving verbal feedback, marking in real time with the students when we can, and having those conversations, getting the students to write down what you've said, and, if possible, getting the students to improve their work and show you that work later as well. So I really hope this has been useful. My apologies, everyone, for not making this podcast episode sooner. I do actually have a blog post that talks about live marking, which I'll link in this episode description. And I also have a YouTube video about live marking as well, which I made. So I'll put that in the episode description. And if you purchase my best-selling award-winning book for teachers, shameless plug, I know, called The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know, you'll find a section in there about live marking as well. So that's a very useful book. And my second book, which is called The Power of Praise, Empowering Students Through Positive Feedback, also contains information about live marking and some examples as well of live marking that I've done with my students for you to see. So links to my books, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management and The Power of Praise, are in this episode description. You can purchase them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere basically. And also the link to the blog post will be in this episode description, and the link to the YouTube video on live marking. So I do hope this was helpful. Please share this podcast episode with newly qualified teachers and with other people if you think this will be helpful for them. Well, thank you, everybody. That's it from me today. And until next time, take care and bye-bye for now.